It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from the Bojangles studio and O'Neill's little trophy room here in North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. Oh, man, what a full schedule we have today. It's up to me to tell you that this program is brought to you the first half of the year by Works Tools, W-O-R-X. A great lineup of tools, and we have a lot of things to do this morning. I hope you'll join us. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750. That's in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And 800-972-8255 all over the world. 800-972-8255. That translates to WSB Talk, T-A-L-K. Proud to tell you that we are on WSB every Saturday morning, covering 38 states and with an audience of about a million, and the SB Nation coast to coast, including today the addition of KPPT, I think, or whatever the call letters are there. We're proud of them in Boston, which will give us coverage all over New England. That's kind of a boast, but you're not surprised at that for me. We have so many things to do. We have the radio prize package, the Medal of Honor tribute, so many things. And I would like to hear from you today, if you can. What was your best memory? What was your best trip? Where did you go that you wanted to go hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, visiting in 2018? Tell me about your trip. I will tell you about mine. And I think you, we all have to share from time to time. And it's a joy, really. Outdoor pursuits, they really come together, don't they? Absolutely. So this is O'Neill. It's 8 after the hour. We'll go to our first break here in a moment, and then we'll come back with some questions from the Southern Grind guest book. That's really working overtime, and we'll be back for that. This is O'Neill Outside. Good morning. A lot of crass self-promotion headed your way, so bear with me for a minute. The program is brought to you during this first quarter every week by Whitetail Institute, Hayes Auto Dealerships, Tough Shed, Stripling's General Store, Works Tools, True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, the Governor's Gun Club, O'Neill's Guns, Oils and Lubes, Snellville Heating and Air, Zach Brown, Southern Grind Knives, Timbuktu, Fisher's Choice Baits, The Unicoi Turkey Call Show, Bodyplex by Alpharetta and Jasper, and O'Neill's book, People and Places Along the Way. So what else have we got to do here? The book. I got to tell you about the book. The book is selling. You'll enjoy the book. It's called O'Neill Outside. You can get it at Amazon, and you can visit O'NeillOutside.com right there on the homepage. You can order some of the oils, and you can order the book, and I'll sign it for you. So it's not, again, not the great American novel, but it's okay. Now, one of the things we want to do today, please, and because it's our way of communicating, you and I, at 13 after the hour, at O'NeillOutside.com, where you can buy the oils right there on the homepage, and I'm going to tell you all about the oils, you can submit questions and comments at the Southern Grind guest book. Now, on television every single week, we will read one of these notes, one of these comments, and Zach Brown will send you a knife. Yes, indeed. Well, we've instituted something for you in which you can win a knife on the radio show too. So I'm going to read some of these right now. These are not winners, but they're communication that you and I can learn something together, if we can. Brian Coulter writes right off the Southern Grind guestbook page. He lives in Venice, Florida. And he says he watches the show all the time, and he wants to know what is the best way to cook redfish. I like to cook redfish on the big green egg and keep the skin on and kind of on the bottom side, and you cook it in the skin. Filet it, cook it in the skin. And I learned this from Tofio Bourgeois there in New Orleans. Put some Lipton soup mix on the redfish, on the big redfish filet. Outstanding. From Barry Goodman in Granite Falls, North Carolina. He said, when you harvest a deer, should you field dress your deer at the place of harvest, or will that hurt your hunting spot? The only thing it will do is it'll attract coyotes and hogs into that spot. If you leave the guts and entrails out there, then they're going to visit, and then they will revisit and revisit. The smart aleck answer is that you shoot the deer close to the truck. But no, I'll bring the truck in and I'll take the deer out whole. It's cleaner that way. You go to the cooler, hang it there for 10 days, let it begin to break down, and makes it much more tender. 15 after the hour it is. 404-872-0750-800-972-825. I want to hear about your best trip now. This past year, what was your best trip? Where did you get to go? Did you get to go to Costa Rica, Canada, Alaska, South Georgia, Florida? Did you fish the Gulf Coast? Where did you go? What did you do? I'd like to know about it. What the trips that you're able to take, and with whom did you go? All right, here's something else from the Southern Grind guestbook. Barry Nutt, and he asked, when on an all-day hunt, what are the best boots and socks for comfort? The boots have to be worn prior. They need to be comfortable before you ever go to the stand or before you ever start on your quail hunt. But as important as any, more important than anything, besides the comfort that you've already established, it needs to fit your foot. They need to be waterproof boots. You say, well, O'Neill, it's a dry day. Why do I need waterproof? You don't know if you're going to have to track a deer, a turkey, a hog. Are you going to have to wade a stream? You don't know that before the hunt is over. The boots need to be waterproof. I use Thorogood boots. And it's kind of like the knives, the Southern Grind knives. These are boots that I wear for 15 years. They're expensive. They're handmade in the United States. And they're fabulous. Thorogood boots. And they're waterproof. Okay, let's see if I've got another one of these things that we can. Now, these are not winners. I have a winner for the Southern Grind guest book in the next hour. Let's see if there's somebody else here. Okay, here's something interesting from Virginia Jarvis. And she lives in Moxville, North Carolina. He says, with all the TV shows, especially the tournaments, and all the fish being taken out of the lakes each time, how do the fish replicate so fast? No danger there if it's a big lake. A pond, it could get completely outmanaged, and you may have to add food, and that can be done. Look at a pond like maybe it's your front yard. You have to get the weeds out. You have to fertilize it. You have to do things to it. Same thing with a pond. Big lake, big stream, other than water pollution, the fish will replicate themselves very easily. That's not something that we have to concern ourselves with. See, a largemouth bass, female, will actually, in the bed every spring, lay hundreds of thousands of eggs. So, that's not a concern. 19 after the hour. This is O'Neill. Here's something from Justin Smith. Okay, he says, Justin says, it's 19 after the hour. He's from Canton, Georgia. He says he's in a tree stand and a deer busted him, or a deer saw him. And it really didn't spook, but he looked up in the stand and saw him. Is that stand ruined? If it is, for how long? No, it's not ruined, not even for that day. Because there are other deer there that will be there that do not remember what that deer saw. If that deer blows, then indeed you've been scented. But as far as visually, he doesn't know what you are. He doesn't say, oh, there's an arc guy with a bow and arrow up there. There's a guy with a rifle in that stand, and he's going to shoot one of us. I better let everybody know. No, that's not the case. He's not going to do that. Scent is what ruins the stand. Now, if you've been scented in that stand, that same deer may check that stand out the next time he walks into the area or walks into the food plot. But is the stand ruined? No, indeed not. Because on deer hunting clubs and leases and places of that nature, the guy's been hunting out of these stands for 20 years. If the stand was ruined because a whitetail saw you in it, then they'd have to move the stands all the time. They do some, but no, that's not of any concern. And that was from Justin Smith in Canton, Georgia. And I hope we answered that one well enough. 404-872-0750-800. 972-8255. O'Neill Outside, brought to you by Works Tools from Sacramento and L.A., from Portland through all the way to Florida and now to Boston and throughout Texas and the Midwest. 155 radio station affiliates carrying O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world, and I thank you for that. And this is O'Neill. And we'll be back with a radio prize package when we return. I promise.
WM.
So we live out in our old van, travel along across this land, me and you. And we'll end up hand in hand.
Welcome back. We have the radio prize package we want to get to, and we have some calls. We'll get to them in a moment, but let's go for the radio prize package. You have to be 18 years old to win the prize package, and not having won one for the last couple of years. It's quite a prize package. Here we go. A Bojangles gift card, Whitetail Institute DVD about planting food plots. That's really a good one. A voucher for some Swaggerty sausage. The number one sausage in the country. DNR Reg Magazine, Real Tree Hat Decal Combo, an edition of Angler Magazine, some two cans of Fisher's Choice Baits, package of Bug Band Wipes and a wristband, Thunder Chicken Casting Float by Mark Noble, and some Thoroughgood Boots and True Turn Hats also. And here's the question, and I remind you, the questions are self-serving, but you will only... Excuse me. You will only know that answer to that question by being a listener to the show. So, 37 years ago was our first television show. It was local in Atlanta, Georgia. What was the name of the television show? It was our first fishing show, and it was the name of the show for about 3 years. You can win the radio prize package. First correct caller to 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. And right now we'll let Jason bring up Alan. Alan is calling from Tallahassee, Florida, I think. Good morning, Alan. Welcome to the program. You're on the radio.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you this morning?
Oh, lovely. What's going on with you? Talk to me.
I just got a cup of coffee, sat down, and listened to the best outdoor radio show in the world.
Well, you're very kind, and I can stand the praise. I love it.
Now I just call to let y'all know that fishing in North Florida right now is excellent. since Christmas, O'Neill, you know, we've had the rain and whatever, but the temperatures have been kind of mild, but the water temperature right now, and that's even out in the Gulf, is about 58 to 62 degrees.
Okay.
And the freshwater fishing is awesome, especially crappie fishing. Out of Lake Talcum, Jackson, of course, they got duck season going on, so on some of these lakes, you got to be careful with your speed. But Miccosukee, the black crappie bite is awesome. I got an app that I go on called Fish Brain, and the other day they showed this little boy, 8 years old, with a 3.8 and a 4.2 black crappie.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just a small thing. I mean, the black crappie, you know, Neil, I didn't realize how up here in North Florida, what a black crappie. I mean, these are black crappie. I mean, they're black with a little bit of gold mixed into them.
Oh, I see.
They're a beautiful looking fish. But
watercolor. Watercolor makes them that way, I guess.
And then,
your mom and daddy. You know how you tell the difference between a white crappie and a black crappie?
How's that, sir?
It's just the number of spines on his dorsal fin. Doesn't have anything to do about his color.
Oh, it's on his back. And you just count the spines.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well,
and that's something
new to know.
But it's just kind of interesting. Whether he's black or whether he's white doesn't have anything to do with it.
See, that's why I listen to this show and learn something new every day.
All I'm doing is repeat something I heard from someone else.
New Year's Day on that, I mean, it lights up every time somebody sends something in. I mean, they were catching bass all around North Florida. But also, for those that do fish in the Gulf, which I'm not one of them, the Reds have been doing okay. But they got a fish called a triple tail that's really biting right now.
Oh, boy, that's a great. That's probably, there is no better tasting table fish in salt water than a triple tail.
Well, I guess they're catching them out of St. Mark's down in that area. Of course, you know, the Gulf is still recovering. It'll be years, but hopefully it'll break people down still to fish. Help the economy, help some of them people recover. But I just want to let y'all know that if you're coming down, of course, you know, we're getting close to, you know, you're talking about your best trip. Well, next month in February is when both my kids have their birthdays, and I was down here, and me and my son went over to Rodman's Pool, and I caught the biggest fish I've ever caught, a 13-2. On that 2 days we were there, we caught 14 bass, and I'd say 9 of them were over 8 pounds.
That's spectacular.
You know, Florida is there. They start to spawn, you know, late January on up into, you know, February. Mm-hmm. February, to me, is the best month to fish Florida.
Oh, man, a 13-2. Did you take lots of photos?
Yes, sir. And then when I moved, I couldn't find them. You know, I moved back in August, and of course, you know, trying to keep up with all that stuff.
I understand. Well, that's too bad. Where you have it in your memory, a 13-2. That's larger than I've ever caught. That's for sure.
Well, the biggest one before that was a 10-4, and I caught that out of the St. John's River back in the 80s. But I caught it. It was sitting there on the bed, and I throwed everything but the kitchen sink. And finally, I throwed a lizard in there, and she finally picked that up, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't a long fight at all, but I got her in, measured her, and weighed her, and sent her right on back to her bed.
Right. Did she go back over there, you think?
She went right back, yeah.
That's good.
But that was about when you talk about your best trip. I would say that, and one other one time on an Easter morning, me and my dad back in the 80s had about the same luck. One Easter morning, we caught about 9 fish, and they averaged about 7 pounds.
Boy, that's spectacular.
I just love it. I love to fish North Florida, from Lake George all the way up to Seminole, you know, especially that Rodman Pool run, you know, up through there. That's great fishing. But, you know, people think you got to wait until March and April. Well, in Florida, it's more late January and February.
Well, that's North Florida, South Georgia, North Florida. That's probably the best bass fishing in the United States.
And right now, with all this rain we've had, especially in South Georgia, all these prairie ponds down here are filled up, and the water quality is excellent. And we've been very fortunate, you know, because, you know, most of these lakes down here depend on the rain out of South Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the water table from Georgia, that's where the lakes get their water for Florida.
But if you want to catch some nice crappie and some nice bass right now, I mean, it ain't far to run down here. It's about 4.5 hours.
I wonder, you know, you mentioned it, Alan. I wonder, I've wondered about this. If a 2-pound crappie in Georgia is a slab, is a 2-pound crappie in Florida a slob?
Could be. I know it's these two kids. This picture, this little boy with them two, he was holding that 4-pounder, looked like a pig. I mean, it was almost eerie looking, you know.
Oh, that's a giant. That's just probably covered the cooler top. That's wonderful.
And then,
nice to see a kid catch it.
You know, Lake Jackson had the sinkhole come in it a couple years ago, and it kind of went off the map. But it's starting to come back on the hill. And with the water coming up, it is starting to come back to what it used to be. You know, remember back in the 70s, Lake Jackson was one of the lakes in the South.
Well, in the whole United States, yeah, Jackson Lake was that was a target lake. Everybody had to fish there once.
You know that sinkhole came in it and drained the whole dang gum lake out, and now with the rain and everything, it's taken about 10 years, but it's starting to come back, and frog fishing in it is something else.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Well, Alan, thanks for the relay there, buddy. You had a great year, and I wish I could see some photos of those big fish you're catching. But thanks for calling, my friend.
Well, how's Miss Gail doing?
Doing fine. She's sitting right here. Just walked into the room.
Oh, okay. Well, tell her I said hey, and I hope she's doing well.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
There she is.
Okay. Well, God bless y'all.
Thanks for calling, pal. Okay. There we are. Alan, you'll have to drop that for me. Okay. It's 35 after. I can't get to the answer right now, but I finally have the calls up on the screen. All right. We'll go out of a break here a few seconds early, and then we'll get to the answer to the radio prize package. This is O'Neill. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750, or outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255. And let's see. Yeah, I heard her. And have you got Facebook up yet? Okay. Yeah, you can watch the show at O'Neill Outside Facebook page. It's live, and it's recorded there if you want to watch it later. Can't imagine why you would, but... except to see Gail.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's going to be a rainy weekend. Excuse me. My voice is tight today. Going to be a rainy, cold weekend. Are we supposed to have sleet and snow?
Who knows? Gail, huh? We have a different weather system up here on the mountain than they do down.
Okay, we'll have the radio prize package winner and your calls on O'Neill Outside. When we return, call us. We'll talk. Okay, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. We have a winner for the radio prize package. And the question was, 37 years ago, what was the name of the first fishing show we had? Ooh, tough question. So now let's go to Tim. There's Tim coming up there somewhere. There's Tim. Good morning, Tim. You're on O'Neill Outside. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How in the world would you know the answer to that? That was 37 years ago.
Hello?
I can't hear. Tim.
Hey, Mr. O'Neill.
Hey there. How in the world did you know the answer to that question from 37 years ago?
You won't believe this. I used to, when I was a little kid, I used to watch cable in Decatur, and we used to look at the fishing report before we go fishing, me and my grandfather. So that's how I came up. That's how I remembered it.
How about that? And the name of the show was?
What was it? The Metro Channel Sports Fishing Report.
That's close enough. You get the Metro Channel Sports Fishing Report. You bet.
Yes, sir.
We must have had, we had a giant audience. We must have had 100, maybe 200 people watching.
Yeah, I remember. I probably was about 11 years old back then.
How about that? Yeah. Well, good for you. Well, it served you well today. You won a nice prize package, and I guess we have your address by now, and we will give us a couple of weeks to put all the package together, and we'll send it to you, and you can eat at Bojangles and fry up some Swaggerty sausage and keep the bugs off of you.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Mighty fine. I appreciate your participation in the program. You made it easy.
All right. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
You bet.
Show.
Thank you. Thank you, pal. I appreciate it. Okay, Jason, you'll have to help me with that. Now let's talk to, at 42 after the hour, let's talk to our good friend Milton Crabapple. If I could bring him up here. Okay, good morning, Milton.
O'Neill.
Hey.
Milton Crabapple.
Yes, sir. Milton, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
Just fine. How was your deer season, Milton?
Well, it turned out not so good, you know.
Uh-oh.
I may try to go again tomorrow, but, you know, that's why I ain't called in a while. I'm always up and on the road when the show was on in the morning. But I shot one deer this year, and he got away. Never did find him.
Oh, that's too bad. That's disappointing.
I always hate it when that don't happen often, because I'm real careful with my shots. But this one, I just don't. I'll tell you what happened. There was a little river in there that ain't much more than a creek, but it'd been raining for 3 or 4 days, and that thing was flooded. It was really rolling, and what he did, he went to cross that creek, and I reckon, and got in there and washed away and never did find him.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I hate it. Anyhow, that happens sometimes. So how about you?
Well, I had a nice deer season. I didn't shoot any great big bucks, but I got some meat for the freezer. I've got some sausage and some steaks and ground venison, so I'm all set.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. You know, a fellow was talking a while ago about catching them crappie down in Florida and South Georgia.
Yes, sir.
You know, a good way to locate them things is, now you've probably heard of this before, but if you're fishing and you catch one, is to take him and put a little hook in his mouth and about 5 feet of line and blow up a balloon and tie to it and throw him back in the water. Now, you know what? He'll swim back to that school, but you can watch that balloon, and he'll take you right back to the school.
That I have heard of that, and you know something, Milton? It really does work.
You know what they call that, don't you, that fish?
Uh-oh, what is that?
Well, they call him a Judas fish.
Okay.
A Judas fish on account of he betrayed the whole school.
I understand.
That's what they call him.
That's right.
But I forget to do it sometimes when I'm fishing. I forget to do things like that. You know, my memory ain't what it used to be.
Oh, it's not? I'm
sorry. Have you noticed the older you get, the harder it is to remember names and things?
Yes, I do.
You know, I was over at a friend of mine's house the other night, and he was telling us about this place. He had been on vacation down in Florida, this restaurant he ate at, and he said, "You got to eat at this restaurant." He said, "It's the best seafood I've had." I said, "Well, what was the name of it?" He said, "Well, I can't." He said, "It was, let me see, it was," he got to thinking, and he couldn't recall it. He said, "I just can't." He said, "What's them red flowers, you know, like, you give your wife a dozen of them, every year for Valentine's. They got stickers on them and everything. I said, you talking about a rose? He said, yeah, a rose. And he turned to his wife. He said, Rose, what was the name of that restaurant we ate at down in Florida?
Well, he I hope she remembered.
It gets hard to remember stuff.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does, Rose.
Well, I just wanted to touch in with you this morning, O'Neill.
Well, it's always wonderful to hear from
you. I ran into a friend of yours the other day, Hal Coleman.
Oh, yeah, you did?
He told me he came up to your place for New Year's Eve and had a real good time up there.
Oh, boy, yes. Yeah, Hal visits every New Year's Eve, and he's Hal is a songwriter and plays the guitar and harmonica all at the same time, and he's written he even wrote a country song that was number one.
How about that? He's a side, ain't he?
Oh, boy.
You can't believe it about half of what he says.
Well, you have to pick and choose your stories.
Yeah, I know, but anyhow, he said he had a good time, said to tell you hello.
Okay. He's a great guy.
We always... down this way. We'll finish that checker game.
All right. Okay, just keep it as it is. I'll stop by real soon.
Much obliged.
Mighty fine. Good to hear from you, Milton. And I'll see you soon, my friend. There you go. All right, it's 47 after the hour. Woman Williams is with us this morning. What got you up so early?
I have a job.
Oh.
I was late to work.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you get to talk to Mike Hayes at the end of the second hour and everything. Mm-hmm. It's pretty
yeah.
good.
I have a few little things I can do. I used to work full time.
As far as I'm concerned, you still do.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, yeah. I don't have much to do anymore.
Well, it's about time we settle down a little bit, don't
you think? You think?
It feels like it.
It feels like it, yeah.
I know I fished yesterday, and we fished the Soquis River at Blackhawk Fly Fishing, and I haven't done any stream fishing in a while. And wading up and down that stream absolutely wore me out.
I bet it did. Yeah.
Fighting the current because there was a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't fall down, but, buddy, it was close.
Would you have been embarrassed?
I would have.
Yeah.
I would have been wet, too.
Yes. But, yeah, that's
those
the bad
waders
part.
Must have weighed 50 pounds.
I'm sure.
Good grief.
I was worried about you being warm.
You know, when you're struggling like that to fight the current and stay afloat and stay in balance, you're not cold.
That's good.
We had some people from this is the sort of thing that I think is admirable. Bojangles Chicken and Biscuits. They raise money every year for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And they auctioned off this fishing trip, and the proprietors and management there at Blackhawk Fly Fishing on the Soquis River donated a fishing trip, a fishing day, and an overnight stay and some fabulous meals. It's Abby Jackson and her husband, John Jackson. And the two Bojangles guys, I'm telling you, they caught 22 to 24-inch rainbows, 26 and 28-inch brown trout. The Soquis River there, and Blackhawk Fly Fishing has 2 miles of stream. And that very well may be the best mountain trout stream on the whole East Coast. You can't take anything out. You have to have a guide, and he's there to help you, but more than anything, he's there to look after the fish. And it is spectacular. If you're a trout fisherman, if you're a stream trout fisherman, think about how many times that you may have caught a 26-inch rainbow. Wow. They caught several. In the fishing day for those two fellows, the fishing day, they probably caught 35 from 14 to 26 inches in length. Just big, fat rainbow hogs and browns. So if the opportunity presents itself, by all means, go to Black Hawk Fly Fishing on the Soquie River. It is one of the tourist destinations for Georgia. But they can only accommodate like 8 people. So you have to make your arrangements well in advance. Okay. Anything going on from Facebook there, baby?
No, not really. Okay. Just people saying good morning.
Oh, okay. Well, it's always good to hear. I wish the screen worked so I would know who's calling and all that, but it doesn't work.
Why do you have so much trouble with that screen?
I don't know. It used to work perfectly. We have to blame it on somebody. Let's blame it on Jason down at WSB.
Well, yeah, we haven't blamed Jason for anything.
Okay,
in a
while. Jason got this. This is his fault. What do you say, Jason? Is this your fault?
I guess so, if you say so.
Okay, there you are. Jason's fault. Can't be mine.
No, absolutely not.
No, evidently not.
Maybe
no.
It's because we're so far up in the air.
What's the weather supposed to be? It's supposed to be cold and raining and all that?
Who knows? Like I said a few minutes ago, did you not listen?
No.
Yeah, we have our own weather system up here on the mountain.
Oh, yeah, we do that. Yeah. It can be okay everywhere, but up here on the side of the mountain, it can be icy.
Well, look what happened a few weeks ago when we had all the rain, the snow and ice up on top of the mountain, and we're like 300 feet below that elevation-wise, and it looks like a war zone up there
absolutely.
Still. And we hardly got anything.
Absolutely.
But we couldn't get out.
No, you just have to stick around.
Yeah.
Okay, second hour's coming up pretty soon. We've got one more break before we get there, but we have the Medal of Honor tribute. We'll give away a Zach Brown knife. And let me tell you, too, then, it reminds me, you can visit O'NeillOutside.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll find the Southern Grind guest book. Leave a comment. Leave a question, if you will. If we use your comment specifically chosen on the radio show and the television show, then Zach Brown will send you one of his Southern Grind knives. And these knives, can you see that on, can you see that right now on Facebook? Okay, he names them all, and this is what's called a bad monkey, a drop point bad monkey. And this knife is razor sharp, and it will last.
Okay, now I can see it on the screen.
I'll keep this knife forever. And he has a whole series, and you can visit the Southern Grind, and you'll see all the knives. I'll show you another one here in a little while. This is O'Neill. I'll be back.
Every morning when you come downstairs.
Welcome back. I love the music. I don't know whether you hear it on the televised version or just radio, but I believe that's Zach Brown. Yes, indeed, that's Zach Brown. It's no wonder he's so popular. He tells a story with every song, and he's from Dahlonega, Georgia, I believe, which is right over the side of that mountain. We can see the city of Dahlonega from our little porch out here at the lean-to. And it's 35 miles over there, straight line, into Dahlonega. Beautiful little town. That's where, so many years ago, I guess probably in the 30s and 40s, they discovered gold in Georgia. And the gold dome off of the Capitol building in the state of Georgia, in Atlanta, is covered with gold from Dahlonega, Georgia. And it's a huge dome, as you can well imagine, but I understand that it is, it was enough gold about the size of a chicken egg. And they pounded it out, and it covers the entire gold dome. Isn't that something? Are you listening to me and my words of wisdom here and all the wonderful things I'm saying? Or?
No, I was just reading this. Guy says, I guess it's Rob, and he lives in, I would assume he lives in Maine, and he said if you want to come trout fishing in Maine, he said, I'll even provide the lobster fresh off of my boat.
Oh, boy.
Make the reservation.
That's right, man. Oh, man. A sea roach. That's a lobster.
Don't call it that.
Well, that's what it is.
And speaking of things that you, let me get back over here.
Do it quickly.
Well, I may have to wait then because it takes a minute for this.
You can watch O'Neill Outside radio program on Facebook.
Okay. Do I have time?
No.
Andrew Hammond says that, O'Neill, we call crappy specks. We call those crappy specks down in Florida, just like we call red drumfish redfish in Florida. In Georgia, they may call them spot-tail bass. In Texas, they call them channel bass. And in Louisiana, they call
And I have to go.
Frillets.
We'll be back with another hour of Outdoors when we return.
WSBB.